What's happening? I keep my dreadlocks in a napkin ring, rap and sing. Unlike the homogenous clones, I'm into earth tones, birthstones, and erogenous zones. The more ticklish, the more you have. Sitting on the curb of what used to be the burbs, and before that was Canarsie. I'm a disturbed and bitter herb like salt water and parsley. Mites crawl up, tights fall down. That's my mnemonic for stalactite slash stalagmite. You may have this maglite, it survived the apocalypse. And for the fragile force of an agile horse, here's a handful of very special chocolate chips.
American media is a business, and it has a mission, not to inform Americans, but to entertain them.
You know, there's happy news for happy people with happy problems.
And the business leaders said that they had to renew with vigor what they called the everlasting battle for the minds of men, and indoctrinate citizens with the capitalist story.
Global corporations feeding us the news as they see fit.
Truth is subversive. It's anti-American.
Americans have computers in school, dozens of TV stations, and the most aggressive news media on Earth. Does that mean they're better informed? Hardly.
And now, for Newsreel, here's Sean Kennedy.
And it is a good day. This is Sean Kennedy reporting to you from the Internet for Monday, June 6, 2005, with my beautiful and talented co-host, Samarian.
Yeah, I'm here.
That was great.
I know.
Yes.
On my show. I don't have to be entertaining.
You're very entertaining. You're very entertaining.
On my own show, I was entertaining.
This is your show, too. They're all your shows. It's your radio station, so technically, they're all your shows.
No. I just sit here and laugh.
Well, okay. Well, whatever. Yeah, I'm
don't
the
imitate your laugh.
I'm like a skinny. What? That's not my laugh.
Your fake laugh.
Oh. Yeah, that one, yeah. Okay. But this would be Newsreel. Your daily report is the WOG counterculture defeats the evil of core political tyranny. What does that mean? That means we, the good guys, defeat them, the bad guys, essentially.
That's right.
Which is important because you need to have
and everyone
conflict.
Hugs and laughs at the end.
Yeah, you know, and it's like, oh, no, it was the groundskeeper.
It wasn't for you, kids.
Yeah, exactly. You know, and everything just kind of carries along. And, of course, you have to come back next week to see, you know, what the new and happy, you know, conclusions are regarding the dog and what's the antics they can have. And realistically, you know why? You wonder why so many kids are on drugs when you have, like, Scooby freaking out. Scooby snacks? I'll do anything you want for... I'll kill Thelma for Scooby snacks.
Give me those Scooby
snacks.
Give me
snacks. The goddamn... I'll break into cars to get the Scooby snacks.
I'll sell my body.
Yeah, exactly. You know, I'm totally lost on my format here because I'm right in the middle of the paragraph. How do you bring Scooby snacks into rant media taking a stand for free speech and just by listening? You are too. You know, how do you segue back into that? How about we just get right into it? You can read all the news stories along with me by going to my live journal. You can get to the live journal by going to Sean_Kennedy.livejournal.com. And that may not be there forever.
That's right.
We're eventually going to try to get that back on the rant media page.
Yes.
But that's in the mechanics.
In the future. We're working on that.
That's down the road.
It's in the lab.
Yeah.
The scientists are working around the clock to get that back in.
Scientists are working around the clock just to figure what the fuck is wrong with Sean Kennedy's lab journal. Okay. And we're going to get into that. Yes. Oh, yes, we are. This is a free radio broadcast that can be heard on Rant Radio, Wild Bunch Radio, WNY Media Network, KJAG Radio, Radio306.com, and OspreyRadio.info. And you yourself are free to distribute this broadcast any way you see fit. You can, you know, transcribe it in Braille, put it on a steamroller, and then run along the beach with it so that people can, you know, read the Braille on the beach with the steamroller of
hand
the entire
in hand
show.
Walking along the beach, yeah.
Yeah, you know, with their feet.
Yeah.
Whoa, that's just weird. I don't know where that came from. But, you know, that's where I don't have any feedback, if you can believe that.
I'm going straight.
Yeah, no feedback. We're going straight to sort yourself out. So do you have any feedback?
No.
I got lots of feedback about my website, my journal. I changed it to my 1995 retro green and red.
Oh, and it hurt my eyes.
Yeah, it was bad. There was a lot of people who dug it. You know.
I said, Sean, I'm concerned.
I'm concerned about your website.
The direction of your...
He didn't actually tell... I do want to stipulate that Sim did not order me to take it down. Okay? He just explained the finer points of why it sucked. And, you know, and I decided that, well, you know, because I did it to be a retro 1985 site. And, of course, he phones me up and says, dude, your site looks like it's made in 1985. And I'm like, yeah! Well,
exactly!
Mission accomplished! He's like, that's not the vibe we want to have for Newsreel, you crazy bastard. So, it looks like ass. So, you know, I want to get a good cyberpunk feel, because I enjoy that. You know, I refuse to let cyberpunk die. If I'm the last cyberpunk left on the planet, it'd be like you bet you'd be like Zero Reg there, you know, just getting all hairy with the bad mohawk, and everybody else is looking like an NS5, and there I am, you know, with the leather jacket on, trying to be the Ramones of the internet, you know, or something. I don't know. I enjoy that. I think it's cool. I mean, and I think there's a lot of people who still do dig it. You know.
Oh yeah.
I mean, there's it's a good genre. Yeah. And industrial music. And if you get too slick, it winds up going more Star Trek than Star Wars. You know, you'll see that. Like, Star Trek was cool, but Darth Maul is cooler than the entire Star Trek genre. Why is that? Because it's gritty. It's dirty. All the machines are kind of breaking down, you know?
Do you want to talk about what I brought to you today?
Yes, I suppose we should. Today, yes. I'm looking at the package right now, so I'll pick up the package just to show that I'm looking at it.
Because that works on radio.
It's radio, you know? But yes, I have...
Pull it up to the microphone. Rub it on the microphone. That's the sound of cardboard.
No, it's the sound of the book. Okay. Yeah, you ruined it. You totally gave away that it was cardboard. Okay, well, anyway, it's the box. I'm not going to scratch the book. But yes, we got a copy of The Bloodstained Rabbit. I have in my grubby little hands. And I'm keeping this one, the very first edition.
This is the proof copy that we make sure that it looks okay and then order a billion of them.
And it does look okay. I opened it up, found a capitalization error and a period in the wrong place. But you know, you do what you can. So it does look very, very cool. It looks better than I thought it would. It really does, which is saying something because I was expecting it to be poo. You know, so I'm like, oh, great. It looks really, really great. And I don't know. What do you want to say about it? Like, it's the book. It took me 7 years to write.
So it'd be another about 2 weeks before I get the full order.
That's right. But I am going to take it with me to the rant meet so that I can show the people who go to the rant meet next weekend.
Yes, it is.
Next weekend.
Ooh, wow.
We are going to be doing the rant meet. I will bring the book with me. Anyone who tries to take the book will be shot.
right there
on the fucking spot. Don't try me on it because I will beat the dog shit out of anyone who touches the book. so, you know, there it is. Wow.
You can get one.
You can get your very own. Get your very own. And I will be numbering and signing all of them.
Yeah.
So, you know, I guess we're getting up. The first run is
200.
200 books.
That's the first printing. 200
Apparently,
books.
We got 50 of them already sold. They're going fast.
Almost gone. Act now.
Which is really wild that 50 people would see fit to buy a book of mine without
before it's even out.
You know, well, I guess they've read it. They probably may have read it because you can download
find it.
Yeah, they can get it off the website, can't they?
No.
Dark Atlas took it down? Or?
No, it's not there.
It's not there.
That's an old version.
Right. Yeah, well, that's true. Yeah.
No.
Okay, well, that's cool. That's cool. So, and also...
It will be up. I mean, the audio, everything like
that. Oh, it'll all be given out. Yeah, for sure. That's not the issue here, but I mean, the whole... It's a good book, and the audio CD will be included with
the book. That's right. You get Sean reading the book to you.
Because I read the whole goddamn thing, if you can believe that. That took a while. I think it works out to something like...
Five and a half hours of
straight audio.
Sean.
Reading the book. And actually, I tried to voice act it as best I could. I put a lot of effort into that. It wasn't just, and then he opens the door, walks down the hallway, and oh my God, there's a dead body. No, it wasn't... none of that, you know. It has been done... don't think it's like After Now, because it is not like After Now. It's like an audiobook where there's no sound effects, there's no music in the background, none of that.
It's just Sean.
It's just me reading the book, doing some voices and stuff like that. So if you dig it, great, you know, and especially for people who are driving long haul, don't got time to read. A lot of people tell me that.
Or blind people.
Or blind people, or people want to put on their iPods or whatever.
You're doing other stuff,
You bet. Why not? So let's get into the Sort Yourself Out, because this is a good Sort Yourself Out.
Okay.
Is there anything else about the book that we need to know? We don't know the price.
No. So if you've already ordered it, you'll probably get it in about 4 or 5 weeks.
4 or 5 weeks.
4 to 6 weeks. 4 to 6 weeks.
Oh, my
it has
God.
It has to come to me first. You have to sign them all. Then I've got to send them out.
Well, we'll be doing that one weekend. I'll just come by the house and we'll get that all sorted
and
out.
And Sean's wrist will be sore.
And my wrist will be sore. I'll have to do something to prepare for that. Okay, so... Getting into Sort Yourself Out. Dear Sean and Sam, when it comes to faith, I don't know what to believe. This is a heavy email.
Okay.
Most of the time, I don't think about it, but sometimes I'll try to imagine what this is all about. What all this is about. I've heard Sean say that Sam is an atheist, but how does he get through his day knowing life is meaningless? Sean is harder to figure out because he talks about wet wiring and magic in the same sentence. I'm not asking you to tell me what to believe. I'm asking what your spiritual beliefs are. And that's from Chibong. So
people always equate atheism to meaningless life.
Well,
what's the point? You're just going to die. What about what you're doing right now? Is that meaningless? Is it all for naught? Is it?
Well, there's people who.
Oh, what do we do on Earth doesn't matter at all. So you could just kill people and be generally a big dick. And it's what happens after. So life is meaningless, right? So no,
it's not meaningless.
You don't think so?
You're doing stuff. What are you doing then if your life is meaningless?
Well, that's sort of the point, I guess.
Unless you're like a Christian, you're trying to, I've got to spread the word of God, and that's the only thing I can do.
Right.
That's the only thing that gives your life meaning at all, is to work for your religion.
Right.
Which is, it blows my mind, too. That's so circular logic.
Yeah,
it doesn't make any sense to me.
Well, I'm not going to comment on that because it's just your beliefs. Yeah, you bet.
But I am an atheist. Nothing happens after we die. I believe.
Yeah. Other people don't believe that.
Right.
So enjoy your life on Earth. Have some fun.
Yeah,
do
which
some
is
stuff.
You bet.
Enjoy life.
Sounds fair.
It's over after that.
Well, or at the very
least. There's no 17 yeah. virgins.
No,
there's no,
or,
no.
I think it's 40.
There's
I think 40
virgins.
I think it's
there's
40
no
virgins.
Floating on clouds. There's no
really
pot of gold.
Oh, there should be gold. Gold and clouds?
Because why? What?
It'd be nice. It'd be
and
nice.
Your dead dog won't be there.
Oh, that hurts. That hurts a lot. Sparky's not going to be there? Oh,
no,
not so
Sparky.
Not so good for Sparky. So that's pretty much how you believe. And
yes.
Like, I think what he's trying to communicate here, though, is, okay, well, you know, I'm going to die one day. And if I'm just, you know, like a McDonald's worker or whatever,
yes.
Nothing I do at McDonald's, like I'm not ever going to see any reward. Chances are, you know.
Not at McDonald's.
No, yeah, exactly. So I guess these people have to, well.
Do something that you like to do.
Live your life like meaning. Give your life meaning.
Yeah, give your own life meaning. Don't look for meaning from other people, from other religions.
That's totally wise.
Yes.
I'd be down with that, yeah. And you do have to give your own life meaning.
Yeah, find something that you like to do.
For sure.
Rather than people dictating what you should be doing.
Well, and honestly, you give your own life meaning anyway. You just might use the template that they give you, right? They might just say, oh, well, you're a Christian, so use this Christian template to give your life meaning.
Great.
You're
be a Buddhist good person, whatever.
Yeah, you know, here's a Buddhist template, give your life meaning. You know, you're a Buddhist now, life is shit, all you're trying to do is just feel nothing. And, you know, it's sort of like, Buddhism is, Prozac is like Buddhism, you know,
well,
in a pill.
There's more, you know? More to Buddhism than
I
that.
I know, I'm going to get some shitty email on that Buddhism Prozac.
Buddhism's like, give your life meaning,
not
so they can't take away anything from you if they come to take away stuff.
Yeah, well, you know, generally I feel that, you know, there's not a lot of Buddhist astronauts.
Down,
you know, there's not a lot of Buddhist astronauts. I don't
true.
See very many Buddhist, you know, cyborgs and stuff like that. They're not really on my
that's
page.
Super motivated kind
no.
of guys.
You know, they kind
of
sit around, wear a lot of pajamas, smoke
think,
a lot of weed. You know,
yeah.
That's pretty much their thing. You know,
what's the sound of one hand clapping?
Yeah, what is the sound of one hand clapping?
That kind of stuff.
Yeah, all the good Zen koan shit, you know. Who are you? What am I doing here? You know, well, hang on, I'll get my GPS out of my bag.
I'll tell you where we are.
I'll Google you, and I'll tell you who you are, and then I'll give you a GPS grid. And there you are. Off you go. Server.
Done. Sorted out.
Server is impartial to you, but you should give some shit to server because he'll help you out when you ask for it. Thanks for coming. So that's Sim's spiritual voice. Okay, right off the top. Me? I have given this a whole lot of thought because, well, I'm a manic, obsessive, you know, self-absorbed prick. So generally doing this, you come to a lot of conclusions. You read a lot of philosophy. And let me tell you something. For all of you out there who are, you know, of a certain age where you're considering, what is life about? What direction should I go? What have other people said? Okay, if you start, you know, crescendoing down. Can you crescendo down something? What does that word mean? Crescendo is like
crescendo is bigger, growing bigger. It's a
yeah,
so term.
if you, that's not a bad
it's
term.
It's building up to something.
That's right. So if you start, you know, trundling off down, you know, philosophy lane, you're going to run into there's no shortage of people who want to exploit you because obviously you're seeking. You're seeking answers. You want to do all this kind of stuff. So the only evidence I've seen, believe you me, I've got a sick amount of books on this subject, okay? Doing the occult supernatural stuff, writing horror, all that jazz. I mean, I got deep into it. I'm familiar with a whole jimmy whack of different philosophers, okay? And occult teachings and spiritualism and stuff like that, okay? So here's the way I see it. I've seen no evidence of life after death, okay? I haven't seen any evidence of that in any sort of a... I mean, there's ghosts and there's anomalies, so there could be some sort of residual, but
doesn't
I don't know.
Doesn't mean life after death, though, right?
Doesn't mean life after death. I don't know what that means. All it means is I'm seeing images of people. Do I think there's paranormal? Yes. Do I think there's, you know, anomaly? Yes, absolutely. Do I think I have all the answers? Absolutely not. But the one thing I have seen here is that we have an event in our lifetime within the last 5 years, which is this tsunami, right?
Huge.
This fucking biblical scale tragedy. You know, people are talking about 9/11. They're already forgetting about the tsunami. But the 9/11 from six fucking years ago is already, you know, or 5 years ago, however long it was ago. Okay, you know, whatever. It was forever.
Four
years ago. Whatever.
Not even.
Okay, whatever. 4 years ago. So it's 4 years ago. It's a shitload longer ago than it was with the tsunami. And, like, how many? Like, 150,000 people died?
God wanted them to die.
Yeah, and there's people in the States who are like, no, God chose for these people to die.
Well,
so
he did. If he exists, he did. He either let it happen
or
he
didn't.
Made it happen.
Exactly. Now, this is a huge point, which brings us to what has been called, what Morpheus quoted, to the desert of the real. The real world is a shitty, shitty dog-eat-dog, knife in the back, you know, children selling their bodies kind of place. That's the real world. And it's shitty, but there it is. So rather than face that, we try to find these little... Our brains are wired to believe a certain way. We're wired. Scientists have said that we've got this little chunk in our head that makes us believe that there's something else that we have the motivation to carry on in our lives. You know. Now, when you look at the tsunami alone, you either assume that either A, God is omnipotent, if there is a God, and therefore he was responsible for that, or could have prevented it and therefore was responsible for that.
Yes.
Okay, because if I'm like, well, I could save my dog, but I'm going to get hit by a car. Well, you're responsible for that. Sorry. And then people are like, no, that doesn't fuck off. He's responsible.
Free will,
for that.
Free will.
Free will, free will. Kiss my ass. Okay, I'm here to tell you, nobody wanted to die. All right, so. So you've got this tsunami, biblical scale event, wipes out a whole fucking culture pretty much. All right, and then people go, where's... You know, where's God? And God works in mysterious ways. Well, obviously, if there is a God,
he's helping baseball teams win. Actually,
yeah,
I thank God for winning this game.
I thank God for giving me this game and stuff. I think that generally, if there is a God, he has like just totally murdered a whole bunch of people. So I've got issue with that. So fuck him. And if there's no God, then fuck him because it's a lie. So either way, if there is or not a God, based on the tsunami event. Okay, we all damn, you know, serial killers for killing 14 people. Son of a bitch wipes out, like, fucking, you know, 150,000 people. Kiss my ass. People are like, he was punishing them. He was punishing them. Okay, dude, if anybody deserves to be punished, the United States would be fucking leveled. Okay, gone. Vegas would be a glass parking lot right now if God was handing out the smackdown, okay? Don't even fucking, yeah, squish. Oh, look, cosmic flood. How should we fuck off, oh, Lord? No.
How did Nevada flood? I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
Water from nowhere.
If locusts flew out of the sky and stripped the flesh off of everyone in Las Vegas, I'd be like, sorry about that, telling you to fuck off, God. You know, that's a little different. Now, there's the other concept. If it is not God, what does that leave us with? That leaves us with nature, right?
Yes.
Which leaves us with, well, however you define the biological process. Now, the biological process, from a biology standpoint, we are humans. We consist of males and females. We mate, produce an offspring, get old, and die.
Yes.
Eat, spawn, fuck, die. That's pretty much it. Everything after that turns into intelligence and, you know, creative commons and all this kind of stuff. Now, my concept is, fuck nature. Because I hate nature. Nature tries to kill you all the goddamn time.
Oh, yeah.
Okay? And if there is a God, it's part of nature. I'm not interested in that. Okay? I'm really not. Because nature wants me to grow old and die. But it's the natural way of...
Breed first.
Yeah, breed die. Breed first, get old, die. No! No, no, no. I'm it. I'm the only reason for my ancestors to have existed. Right now, me. Right here. I'm it. Without me, my ancestors may as well have not have been real. That's really selfish. Fucking A. Fucking rights, it's selfish. You bet. Me, 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 me. And I will do as much as I can to help other people who realize that, you know what? We need to get onto the ball game here and try to figure out what's going on with technology. Science is man's physical manifestation of will. And it's all we got in the universe, baby. So you're either going to evolve and adapt with science... Or you're going to die. So either evolve and adapt or get the fuck out of a wog's way. All right? Because you don't want to do stem cell research. You don't want to download your body in there because God will be mad at you. And God won't take you into the kingdom of heaven or whatever the fuck it is. You know, you won't turn around three times, do the do-si-do, get your mushrooms and do whatever. Okay? But me? No. Wet wire my ass. Okay? I'll be downloading myself. I won't do it first. You know, I'll download the monkeys first. You know? See how the bucket monkeys turn out. And if they turn out, okay, great. But if not... Then, you know, I'm not too interested. You know, I'm excited about the future. People are like, I'm bummed. The universe is going to turn to shit. Dude, we just passed the halfway point. Half the population is living in a city. Okay?
Yeah.
So, since that, welcome to the land of Homo Urbanus. Let's go into the whole tech thing. Fuck yeah. Let's march on it. Don't just give up and say, I choose to get old and die. You know, when you meet these old people, that's something else that's weird, too, about, you know how everything gets faster as you get older? Everyone notices that?
Yeah.
It's like, you know why that is? There's a real simple reason for that. That's because your metabolism is slowing down. When you're a kid, you're working at a certain cyclic speed. Your brain is operating a certain frequency. They've proven that if you take a watch, put it in a spaceship, fly it around the planet, it comes back down with a different time difference.
Yeah.
So why is it different if your metabolism and your consciousness is working at a higher frequency? If you're going faster, everything slows down. That's
Makes
how
sense.
It works.
Makes sense.
So as you get older, it's such a gradual slide from 30 to 50. By the time you're 50, you're like, oh, was The Simpsons on? I slept through it. You know, that's totally where these people are at. And I'm like, whoa. So, yeah. I will be taking brain boosters. You're goddamn right. It's not natural. Thank God for that. You know, thank God for robots, really. Because, honestly, man, when you look at where the future is going, I don't want to die. Fuck that. And if I die, I'm going to die kicking and screaming in an experiment that goes horribly, horribly wrong. And hopefully people learn from that. And then people say, yeah, because it's Sean's experiment. You know, I was able to, you know, download myself. And now currently I'm inside this body. And that's my shell and my avatar, Ghost in the Shell, and all the rest of it. Because, honestly, it sounds wacko. But that's not even something to believe. And people are like, well, where did the universe come from? Who cares?
It's here.
It's here. Let's deal with it. Okay? I don't know where it came from. No one's ever going to know where the fuck it came from. But what we do know is where you are going. You know? What they... Like what Onyx said, what they talking about what they did to us was dumb. What we need to be talking about is what we're going to do to them, right? That's what you know, never mind what God did to all these people in Israel. You got to worry about what we're going to do to God. Yeah. What if he decides he's going to rain on us? You know, we got to make sure we got our flood system set up. You know, we got to make sure we got the pumps and all that going up. You're like, well, Sean, you're calling down the wrath of God. No, I'm not. I'm just saying he killed 150,000 people that are probably some of the most gentle, beautiful, loving people in the world. Yes, there were flesh pits, but that was their fault. They were exploited.
Yeah.
Okay, so what do you do? So my whole point is, you know what, for these people out there, if you want to know what to believe in science, because it's real, because you can touch it. You're listening to this broadcast fed to you through a massive cybernetic brain that is developing into the internet. We've got in technology now with, you know, field programmable gate arrays. I've gotten the news story today. We've got fuzzy logic. You got neural nets. We have got an opportunity with science now never before even thought of in the history of the fucking world. And people are still talking about mud hut religion. So fuck them. If they want to sit back and be going off about, oh, geez, you know, I don't know if I should eat fish on Friday or not. That's great, okay? But as for me, I'm going to be trying to get as much knowledge into my head as fast as I can so that I don't have to die. That's just me. People go, that must be so scary for you. No, I prefer to think of it as motivating. You know, time is running out. And with technology and the way, if you take responsibility for your fucking life, don't just roll over and go, oh, God will look after me. You know what? He didn't look after anybody in Thailand. You know, they're all sitting there, God will look after me. The elephants were looking after people in Thailand. They picked up people and ran, eh? Did you hear about that?
Oh, really?
Bunch of elephants. Yeah. These elephants went, they stopped and they went, grab, and they run. And all the keepers were like, what are you doing? And they're beating the elephants. And the elephants were running to high ground with throwing people on their back.
That's nice of them.
Yeah. Well, they have senses, right? They
yeah.
pick
oh,
up
yeah.
on shit that we can't know about. It's like dogs and stuff. They know that.
We probably just lost it.
So is there something else? Is there an afterlife? Great. It'll be there whether or not you put your body into a robot. You know,
yeah,
really.
Yeah.
So the way I see it, you betcha.
And if you're a good person,
yeah,
and this God doesn't appreciate it, if there is one,
well, then you got relative morality there. What's good, right? You know, and it gets into that whole, you know, ball
killed
game.
10 people.
You
I
know,
only killed one.
I only killed one, but it was Jesus and la, 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 you know.
He poked him with a stick.
I'm just worried about getting my body into a download. I write about this whole concept, too. Like, this is such a huge topic. You can't just cover that. But you want to believe in something, man. You want to know what I believe in. I believe in science. And I believe in man's total innovation. True, we like to kill each other. It's kind of a sport. But it is. It totally is. It's our favorite sport, killing each other. But and good thing, too, because there's a whole lot more. We're not doing a very good job. There's more people alive now than in the history of the world.
Yeah.
You know,
keep breeding.
We just keep breeding.
No matter how poor, destitute they are.
So you know what? At the end of the day, I would hope that some kid listening to this somewhere, even if he's downloaded it 5 years from, you know, 2005. That is the year, right? I get kind of lost in my temporal shift here. But
what day is it?
Well, you know, you try writing an after now and post-apocalypse. You don't even know what fucking year it is anymore. But anyway, you know, if there's some kid out there who figures, you know what? I think Sean's right. I am going to design my robotic body. I am going to start thinking about where I'm going to go. I am going to start learn about neural net programming, processing, how the mind works, because it is the most advanced computer ever known by man. I'm going to learn more about that, bioengineering. You bet, because that's what matters. Those who are not educated are not free. You cannot be free unless you are educated. That's fact, no matter how you cut that. So that's me. You know, that's what I believe in. I believe in science. All this other shit, you know, supernatural powers and all that, I don't deny them. There's something there. But when I deal with it, I want to make sure I have an autocannon. That's all. That's all I'm saying here. You know what I mean? I'm going to deal with the aliens on my own fucking terms. And my terms are in a land suit. Thank you very much. So that's all I got to say there. I'm fucking torqued about this whole religion thing. I just, like, you know, people are so bummed about the future, you know, and I'm fucking, I got a rod on for it, man. Light me on fire.
Oh,
and
cool.
It's fucking
this
rad.
It's an amazing age. Really.
There's some shit happening now, man. It's hot. It's hot. Pretty soon we're going to have robotic sex dolls. We've already got pretty good ones, but they're not doing much.
Read something about some guy made one
Germany.
Up that moves and
yeah, Germany. He took a real doll and fucked with it.
Reeky.
Yeah, that's hot.
So it's already here.
It's already here. It's Blade Runner. There's more Blade Runner stories every day. There's guys doing crazy body mods. What do you want to believe?
You can't ask them about turtles on their backs yet, but
no, you can't. You know,
they won't know what to say.
200 turtles are on their back. You can't flip them all over. Do you flip any over? How do you feel about that? Fuck you, clown. Well, technically, why can't I flip them all over? You don't have enough time. What's stopping me? The guy with the gun. I'm in a mecca. I shoot the guy with the gun. Yeah, that's not...
This
really
isn't a question for me. It's for you.
This isn't a question for me. It's for you. No, it's a question for you. Fuck stick! Just because I'm a replicant, you don't think I won't shoot you.
I will turn over as many as I can.
Yeah, or die trying. Thanks.
There you go. There's the right answer.
Yeah. He goes, well, I disagree. Well, you can't turn them all over. I disagree. I believe I can.
I will turn them all
over. And I have firearms to back me. Force, the supreme authority. Anyway, blah, 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 blah. But, you know, without getting into my usual diatribe or rhetoric, don't fucking get all down because the environment's turning to shit. Yes, the environment's turning to shit, so you want to get yourself in a body that doesn't breathe air. Okay? That's the idea. Let's start moving forwards towards downloading ourselves into machines. Oh, I don't want to be a machine, Sean. Too bad for you. Get the fuck out of a wog's way, man. Because I'm going to be downloading myself as quick as possible. You can bank on that shit. Oh, you betcha. I'm going to be doing that for sure. Me and all my other friends sitting in a Rubik's Cube playing backgammon until the end of time. Or until the power goes out.
Yeah.
So, straight into the news. Wow, 24 minutes in. Yeah, I was really upset about that.
You were.
I was. From Zizix, I got some Netrunner news. A group of enterprising Russian and Lithuanian nationals came up with a new business offering owners of websites to infect others' users' computers for money.
What?
Yeah. InFrameDollars.biz makes... This makers propose to owners of popular websites. This is written and translated from Russian, so you have to forgive me here. Owners of popular websites posting a code to infect the visitor's computer with the harmful programs, viruses, spy programs, automatic redialing programs for preset telephone numbers, advert demonstration programs. Internet business team promises to pay 0.061 for each infected American or European computer. They do not pay for Russian or Asian computers.
Oh.
Yeah. Isn't that interesting? Isn't that just an interesting piece of stuff here? According to the InFrame Dollars Biz website, the company is working with 200 partners, which last week earned $11,890 or actually infected 195,000 computers. Lithuanian Alex Zimilex of this group argues that InFrameDollars.biz only carries out advertising campaigns for customers and nothing unlawful. On May 30th, the website was closed. but that is the new business model where we're getting the black hats for cash.
Oh, all the pop-ups.
Sure. And you know viruses. The MPAA is not beyond using these kind of guys.
Oh, yeah.
You know, which, I mean,
they've already talked about that
stuff. And Star Wars, where they were using it as a big honeypot trap to nail people and stuff. I mean, you know.
Oh, yeah.
What's the big shock here? In Mecha News, Ultra Galvana... Okay. Here's a big Russian word here. Uralvagonovadobad. Uralvagonovazod. The land of Zod. Zod. Okay, whatever it is, it's the Russian dudes. The Russian dudes, the world's biggest producer of battle tanks.
Ooh. Battle tanks.
Will be privatized in 2006. So the guys who make the more battle tanks than anybody else on the planet is now private. Said Eduard Russell, governor of Russia's Sverdlovsk region. The Sturstick region. The company will initially be 100% state-owned, but then all the shares of a controlling stake will be offered to investors, Bizings, a daily report today said. The current state-run Uberzod, Russell said, will give the Earl Railway Car Holding Company the made-up of Ultramash, a bunch of this shit here goes on. And there's analysts who say that privatizing this defense giant is a really good idea. Now, the thing is, though, is when you do this, this is where we're going to start seeing some innovation, because now we got battle tanks being designed by private industry.
Who could sell it to any country they want. Right?
Exactly. So you're going to start... This is where...
Well, whoever pays the most or whoever's winning...
Oh, yeah, and the tech... It's like, hey, I built power armor. Let's sell it to this private company, and I'll work for them building new mecha non-state-run equipment. I mean, that's that's pretty cyberpunk right there. And Malcab found something in robotic takeover news. An experimental supercomputer made from hardware that can reconfigure itself to tackle different software problems is being built by researchers in Scotland. The system under construction by Edinburgh... What? Oh.
I'm just making noises.
I see. The system under construction by the Edinburgh Parallel Computing Center, part of Edinburgh University, UK, will use field programmable gate arrays, FPGA chips, instead of conventional microprocessors. Field programmable gate arrays can be reconfigured using software to mimic computer processing equipment that is physically designed to take on specialized tasks. In contrast, conventional microprocessors are designed to act as a fixed general-purpose processing device. Each FPGA chip consists of a block of programmable logic gates that can be electronically organized into different types of circuits. Now, this is very similar to like things like, well, not similar, but it's a different style of chip, much like fuzzy logic and neural nets.
Yep.
Now, this is where I think the future is going to be. People are saying, oh, Moore's Law is going to like peter out. Yeah, okay, maybe. But I think it's going to evolve because eventually people will take these microprocessor technology, apply it to neural nets, and then boom, you've got these, you know, computers that have neural nets running them that they're not really sure. No one can tell you how a neural net actually works. They don't know. They just know it kind of does. And that opens the doors for horror writers like me to come up with all sorts of groovy reasons why the neural net works. And believe me, I got some bitchin' theories. Also, in robotic takeover news, listen to this one. You ready for this one here?
Okay.
British researchers are turning to Linux and embedded processors to build a fleet of tiny robotic helicopters capable of swarming like angry bees and evading their surroundings with a single hive mind. The concept here is we're going to take a series of remote control toy helicopters,
yes,
hook them all up so they're all running together so that all the helicopters are like a swarm of bees.
For what?
Just as a project. Something to do.
They're doing something with them.
The University of Essex Ultra Swarm Project is an experiment in swarm intelligence and wireless cluster computing that might one day spawn military surveillance applications.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, maybe one day. But the thing is, we're talking about, we have 200 robots that if you fire a shot, one of them gets hit, the rest of the fleet, it's like...
You can't hit them all.
Well, it's like that thing from Matrix with all the little squiddies, and they were making that big tunnel thing and then made the face and everything. That's all the kind of distributed computing they're talking about here,
yeah,
which is very, very cool. For their proof of concept, the researchers are using a lightweight $69 Proxy Flyer Blade Runner toy helicopters. I love that. It's actually called a Blade Runner toy helicopter, equipped with GumSticks processors. Tiny self-contained computers weighing 8 grams.
He has one of those.
But what's that?
GumSticks. I think he has one
of those. Yes, he does. But packing enough power to run the Linux 2.6 kernel and communicate over built-in Bluetooth module. Okay. So you have all these little computers communicating with each other and flying. Let's fly this way. So they'll act like a school of fish flying around. And, oh, it's very, very cool. And then all you got to do is take that and cross that with neural nets and then make them go against people. And they'll be like little machines that you can't destroy. They'll be stripping the flesh off of children. Well, maybe not children.
Nice.
But, you know, whatever. It's good for a story. You know,
that's right.
And this particular article was written by Kevin Poulsen. His name was Kevin Poulsen.
I've heard Kevin Poulsen.
Skyburst sent me in some augmented reality news. This is kind of cool. This is more augmented reality. Augmented reality is going to be really, really hot. What are you thinking?
No, I've just heard of Kevin Poulsen's name before.
Oh, he writes for Wired.
He's written for Wired a bunch of times.
This new technique and stereoscopic projection calibrates each pixel that is projected onto a non-planar textured and colored surface to view dependent stereoscopic visualization. What does that mean? I don't know. The ad hoc projection opens up potential for augmented reality environments in virtually any space, removing the need for dedicated white projection screens or caves.
It remaps over non-flat surfaces.
Right.
It projects and it knows that, like, it can project something different on your desk here.
Right.
It doesn't have to be a flat surface.
Ah,
very cool.
Very, very cool. Well, the article goes on and explains, has some great photos about what's going on, all that good shit, which means also that you can walk downstairs even though you're staying in a regular room, but it looks like the room's raising up and you're staying there.
Whoa.
And stuff like that.
Yeah. Freaky.
Very, very trippy stuff. Super cool.
Yeah.
Like, that's where I'll wind up. Old folks home, not a problem. You will wipe my ass. You will bring me my food. You will make sure the power does not go out. You will look after my dog. You know, that's sort of the idea. The concepts that they're going with this is immersive and semi-immersive displays in science, industry, and education. Who cares?
Yeah, right.
First-person shooters much. Number two, museum and edutainment theme park entertainment. Museum edutainment. That's a real word.
Edutainment? Oh, yeah, it's an old word.
And theme park entertainment. Museums especially are very restricted in space and budget. In many cases, artificial canvases cannot be installed and would simply destroy the ambience of exhibition space. And I should tell you this. I have an idea. Remind you.
Okay.
Embedded home entertainment, video projectors anywhere. Right. Oh, my God, I'm having a heart attack. And portable projectors.
Sounds
I will
like
keep it. Broadcasting. As long as my arms are tingling, I'll just lay the mic on the desk. Future projectors will be small and portable. So portable projectors where you could, like, go, there's my project, and you have a virtual, I don't know, whatever.
Nice.
And they're talking about delivering devices into laptops, cell phones, and PDAs. Now, I was thinking.
Obi, you're my only hope.
Yeah, help me, Obi-Wan Kenobi. Misa, say, you're my only hope. What I would like to do, and I think which should be the future of rent down the road, because I always think about where am I going to wind up.
Right.
You know, wouldn't it be cool if we opened up a museum? Like an actual, you know that guy, remember that dude who has all the horror stuff, he has Dracula's ring, he's got the first yada yada yada.
He's got it all. That guy, yeah.
Well, what if you were to do the same thing with anything cyber? You had all the old video game stuff, all the Max Headroom stuff, you had like a museum of computer culture that you opened, and you just kind of ran it.
I'm so sure somebody's already done that.
Maybe somebody has, but we could like acquire that. That'd be super cool. I'd love
we're
to
taking
be in
over.
A place like
give
that.
Us your stuff.
Yeah, give us your stuff. We're here. This is a hostile takeover. This is my land suit. Fuck off.
You That'd know, be cool. I mean, That'd be sweet.
I'd love to do that because I just, you know, lock myself in some weird tower somewhere and, you know, you never know if I'm living or dead or not. People have all sorts of rumors. It'll be great. Incidentally, there is a rumor apparently floating around that I'm dead. Have you heard that rumor or what?
Always.
Well, it's true.
He was in a car accident.
All these shows are pre-recorded.
I have a 10-year stock of them, actually.
That's right, and he channels me. Sim is the only one in the room right now. It's like he speaks with two voices. That's pretty good. Yeah. That's pretty good. You've been watching those channeling videos.
Yeah.
So I just think that whole, open yourself up to... That's a concept I don't get.
What?
Even in the occult realm, channeling.
Yeah.
Channeling. What a fucked up concept that is. Okay, everyone's afraid of Ouija boards.
Phoning someone up on the phone, but they're dead.
No. That's a Ouija board, right? Okay. Is you just connect to whatever's out there. People are like, oh, no, very scary. But people like channeling it, okay?
That's bringing the spirit of
that's
their
where you take a big-ass crystal, park your ass down, and, like, channel a spirit through your body, basically voluntary possession. Anybody out there? It is I am the fourth Daemon of Dalsurai, and I'm here to destroy
you.
So if he
never gets out of the body, it's exorcism time, right?
Well, he's in the body. That's just it. So if he decides not to leave, you're fucked.
Yeah.
Or where do you go while this is happening? Assuming all the Huna Huna Crystal crowd is right. You know, really.
Maybe a trade. Wherever they were, you go.
Yeah, so you come back with a really, you know, with a fourth degree tan, and, you know, because you came from the bowels of hell or wherever the hell you're
going. That was awful.
That was horrible. I was in Constantine for 20 seconds there. I don't think I want to play with the crystals anymore, and I'm going to shoot you.
It looked like L.A., and it was really warm.
And it was really warm, and nobody had any heads, and it looks like somebody went crazy with a shovel, and I didn't have a land suit. That was the only thing that matters. I had no. I'm really big into the land suit. I watched Appleseed again. I'm all about the land suits. I should get the power armor. What's that? You still haven't seen it?
I haven't seen it.
I'll have to loan that to you.
Yes.
I wanted to watch it with Sim because I'll watch it again. I've watched it like five times now. I'm like totally.
Stop watching it. Wait till I see it.
I'll see it again and again
and again
and again. It's one of those movies
that good.
It has repeat value. Yes, for me it does. Anyway. And Wyandi sent in some censorship news.
Uh-oh.
The internet's primary oversight body approved a plan Wednesday to create a virtual red light district, setting the stage for pornographic websites for new addresses ending in XXX.
This makes me so mad.
Oh, of course it does. The first step to registration, or first step to...
We just want to warn parents about the dangers of this album. We're just going to put a sticker on it.
Yeah.
And then ban them all.
That's right.
Because they have stickers on them.
Because once we get all the porn sites into the XXX domain, we'll just close that domain.
Now we'll force everyone to have to put XXX if it is a porn site, and then block it on every ISP.
That's right. And I've got some feedback here. Or Microsoft will say you can choose to enable or disable XXX domain names.
And by default, it's disabled.
Yeah, of course it is. Of course it is. And anything that we consider harmful. What the fuck? And feedback on this issue, Fat Ninja sent this in. He said, remember back in the day of the Sean Kennedy TFM radio show when the government tried to force all pornography websites into the .porn domain name? No, of course you don't. You're Sean. And that's from Fat Ninja. But apparently it's true. They did, because I forget things all the time. He's like, of course. Yeah, they did. They did once upon a time. So they tried it again. So, I mean, and if
this
doesn't
work...
But
this time they're making it trendy.
They're making it trendy with
and
the triple X domain.
It's a huge cash grab, too, because every single site is going to buy the XXX. And I bet they're like three times the price of a normal domain.
Oh, yeah, of course they are. Of course they are, because, you know, it's a multi-billion-dollar industry, and the article goes on to talk about that. So, you know, not so good. And registration is always the first step in banning and destruction. You got to know where it is before you can destroy it.
Put on this armband.
Yeah, if you just go, we don't think that. Black people are bad, says the Ku Klux Klan. We just think that black people should govern black people and white people should govern white people. That's what the Klan says. Reads their literature. They're like, no. We just don't want race mixing.
We
just want separate races. You know, so black people govern black people, white people govern
better
white people.
For both.
It's better for everybody. You know, that's the kind of racist bullshit that you want to be afraid of. Don't be afraid of the guy with the white cross and burning, you know, whatever. I mean, don't be afraid of that. Oh, unless he's on your lawn, in which case, you know, well, turn
then
on the rotating. Then luckily, because you're a WOG and because you worship science, you, science. Bow down to science. You know, because if you don't, well, what do I bow down to? Yeah, I'll bow down to science, but that's all I'll bow down to. Fucking right. So, where was I going with that before I went into my Oingo Boingo track? Science! I'm trying to go back there. But anyway, registration is always key. Can't remember where the fuck I was going with science. Anyway, speaking of science, man versus God news, in weather control news, Washington, D.C., Peter Cordani isn't a meteorologist or even a weather aficuendo. He's just a Florida CEO sick of seeing his state pounded by hurricanes. As head honcho... That's my title. I want to have
head honcho.
I think you should have head honcho on
That's
your business card.
Actually.
That's not bad. Instead of media
I've been
editor
trying products, to find the
head
title.
Honcho. You should totally have head honcho. I'm all about Sumerian. Head honcho. That's fucking rad.
Honcho. I wonder what that means, honcho.
Well, it's. I think
it
it's
sounds Spanish.
It does, actually. It sounds honcho. Sort of head honcho. At the Dino Mat. Anybody know what head honcho means? At the Dino Mat.
Dino Mat.
I mean, this guy's
get your clothes clean. He's a Dino Mat.
He's head honcho at Dino Mat, maker of environmental absorbents. We can suck up 10 trees in a minute with this thing. It dawned on Corradelli about 5 years ago that his company's patented Dino Gel may have the power to take the punch out of hurricanes. His first two tests came in July 2001 when the company used a B-57 bomber to attack a thunderclap with a super absorbent polymer of the waters off of Palm Beach. The storm evaporated completely from Doppler radar, according to Cordani.
Whoa.
Now we got to make sure that that's legit. I want to check some of that.
Yeah.
It was an incredible moment, he said. No shit.
Yeah.
Bolstered by this success, a field desk, Cordani gathered a team of scientists and investors, plus a convoy of 747 jetliners from Evergreen Aviation in Colorado for the mother of all trials. The group plans to tackle a tropical storm this hurricane season. Cordani says the attacking in a pie-shaped sliver of a hurricane forms over cold water to slow the storm down by 15 to 20 miles per hour, causing the winds to turn in on themselves.
Hmm.
We're not going to get rid of the storm. There will still be heavy rain, but we're just going to take the punch out of it. Now, if this son of a bitch can take a fleet of 747s, and got all these pilots are like, the storm is coming to destroy Florida. We must. I mean, that's some exciting shit. Launch the planes, and these 747
attack
pilots who's, you know, never got to be a fighter pilot, but every 747 pilot's like, I'm a bomber pilot. What are you doing, Captain? Nothing. I'm just, you know.
These guys are messing with God and God's plan to
eradicate
Florida.
You bet. And you know.
If they did it with the tsunami? All those people that needed killing.
Yeah,
wouldn't have got killing.
Because God knows those Thai people. You know, they need a killing over there. You know.
Those people are going straight to hell.
You know,
pilots.
I could probably pick a whole number of other nations I'd rather have had that happen to, which is a horrible fucking thing to say. But if it happened to Morocco, I wouldn't be crying so much. You know,
you just ostracized all our Moroccan fans.
Not really. I think they're generally run by mud hut religions, and I don't think, you know, I think the internet's illegal over there. So whatever, fuck them. You know, if I'm all for compassion, don't get me wrong, but I like having compassion for people who share my ideals. You know, I don't have compassion for Nazis. I generally don't because, you know,
love
if
thy neighbor, Sean.
What? Why? You haven't done shit for me. And if my neighbor's killing 6 million Jews, I'm not going to be loving on the neighbor. Okay? I'll be all calling in fire on the neighbor. I'd be lazing the neighbor then. I wouldn't be loving him. But whatever. You know, people are weird. People say, Sean, I can't believe you'd say that. Well, fuck, dude. If I was going to wipe out a culture, it sure as shit wouldn't be Thailand. I mean, those people are really nice. There's got to be some dickhead cultures floating around we could take out somewhere. I mean, I wouldn't want to be the guy pointing the gun on that one, but, you know.
No.
I went on the record as saying I'd rather have the tsunami hit Morocco. There, I said
there
it.
There you go.
I said it. Does that make me a bad person? No. I mean, I
guess your book tour is not going through Morocco.
No. Chances are not. No. Hey, want me to sign your burqa? Dead code. Jacked into a port at the local body bank to send me this particular article. You ready for this one? This is hot. This is the news article I was waiting for all week.
Nice,
this
nice name.
There was this total, like, that happened in my head, and I was like, hooray! Cloning pioneer Hwang Wook-suk said Wednesday he plans to open a world stem cell bank in South Korea by the end of the year to help speed up the quest to grow patients' own replacement tissues.
If it's illegal in the States, oh well.
Off to South Korea,
I go. There's 200 other countries to do it.
You betcha. The bank would consolidate current stem cell lines in one place while medical workers could identify the cells that match patients' immune systems and treat their ailments. Wow. Wang said in an interview with Associated Press. We hope to open a world stem cell bank early this year in Korea, Wang said. We will start with what we have, offering those patients who sincerely want them for the right reasons.
Yeah, the right reasons.
The right reasons, meaning you've got money. Wang said he was willing to eventually put the bank under the management of an international agency. He's willing to do that, but it's not there now, so it's fluff. And it would mean that South Korea is taking initiative in fighting human disease. Of course it does. Hwang said his research team shocked the world a year ago by cloning a human embryo. Yeah, they don't like that. Last month, a team at Seoul National University created the first embryonic stem cells that genetically match injured or sick patients.
Mm.
Hwang now wants to move his research toward making embryonic stem cells to grow specific organs and tissues.
Sexy.
Very hot. Super hot. Extend my life, please. Now, can you grow a new brain?
I think you can.
I think you can, too. And if you can't grow the whole new package, what if you could just grow new neurons, and inject it into, you know, like, okay, let's patch it.
Yeah.
You know, go in for your upgrade, and away you go.
So I cut out half of it, put in new stuff.
And there's
it fixes itself.
There was a study they did with rats where they took blood from younger rats of the same sort of genetic species, and they injected into older rats, and the older rats stayed young because they had young blood in them constantly. They constantly had transfusions. Totally morbid study.
Vampiric
blood rats. That's scary. But if I can grow my own DNA new blood and just get an infusion from my blood-o-matic, which is in the corner of my study over here, while I'm building my land suit with my blood-o-matic and my brain, and my wife left me 15 years ago because she couldn't handle sharing the occupational space with a machine, I don't care because I'm not going to die. You know, realistically, at the end of the day, it's about survival. And
that's a first start right there.
That's exactly what that is. That's about as
Here's
Blade Runner as it gets.
Organ. Oh,
here you go.
Replacement part.
Very, very, very cool. And you know what? Oh, my kidney. Well, you know, you can beg these people selling organs. I mean, now people aren't going to be able to sell their organs. That'll kill the organ trade, which I'm okay with.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, damn. That's too bad. Because I'd sooner people keep their eyes rather than have to sell them to me. Well, then their children will starve. Well, dude, you know, what's worse, having a kid starve or someone selling his eyes to feed his family? I don't know. I mean, you flip the coin there, you know? And Visage found some booster news. This week, over 500 leading economists, led by conservative icon Dr. Milton Friedman, called for a national debate about whether prohibition of marijuana is worth the cost.
Yay.
So now the conservatives are getting on the bandwagon. The occasion was a new report by Harvard University economist Dr. Jeffrey Miron. Oh, Harvard, they're fucking stupid down there. Estimating, probably conservatively, that replacing prohibition with a system of common sense regulation could mean $10 to $14 billion per year in reduced government spending and new revenues.
You know who's going to speak out against this?
Who?
The privatized prison complex.
You think so?
Oh yeah.
Oh, of course they would,
make
because
huge money.
Oh yeah,
because
everybody
going to jail.
There. Yeah, you betcha
it's,
they will.
It's all small drugs.
You want the kids to do drugs? No, we don't want the kids to do drugs. That's got nothing to do with what we're talking about here. You know. Very, very, you know, it's up in the air, and I don't think that kids should do drugs. I've said that before. I'll say
you
it again.
Shouldn't drink either.
You shouldn't
that's legal.
Yeah, you shouldn't drink at
so
all.
So what's the fucking difference?
And generally, I look at any, like, what's the difference between drugs and medication? Oh, who gives it to you? Apparently.
Whether it's sanctioned by the government.
Did a doctor give it to you? Then it's medication.
Yeah.
Did you buy it from a street corner or through some other, anyone else but a doctor? Oh, I guess it's a drug. What if you buy medication from somebody who had it prescribed to them? Is it still medication? I mean, come on, fuck off. It's all just substances you need to be accountable for putting
into. Do your research.
Exactly.
Use the right stuff.
Exactly. You know, I can't stand these people who just, you know, go arbitrarily, oh, well, you know, I'm feeling kind of down, so I'm going to up my dosage. Like, fuck off. Okay, come on. You got one brain. Don't fuck it up. Now, Falware sent me in some bullshit legal news. This is a brutal piece of news right here. You ready for this one here?
Okay.
The Click It or Ticket campaign is getting some high-tech help in suburban Washington.
Okay.
Now, I'll get through the article and then I'll talk about it. Maryland State Police are using a military tool to make sure drivers buckle up. Officers have night vision goggles on Rockville Pike outside of nation's capital last night to look inside darkened cars. Police said they can see from a distance whether drivers have their seatbelts fashioned. Authorities said 40% of drivers are less likely to wear their seatbelts at night. That could be deadly. Maryland State Police Corporal Kevin Sherwood told Washington, D.C. television station WRC Maryland authorities they issued 111 citations Wednesday night as part of their campaign. Now, the problem here is that cops cannot search you without a warranty. Without a warrant. Okay, they can't really just kick in your door. But if they have a reason to look into your car with infrared equipment, which shows, you know, heat sources, and they happen to see something while they're checking if you're wearing your seatbelt in court, they can say, oh, yeah, and while we saw it looked like a joint cherry there, so we pulled him over because we saw him smoking drugs. Well, how did you see him? Well, we were looking for seatbelts, you see, because
right.
We're concerned about public safety. Fuck you. Okay, this has got nothing to do with public safety. It's about being able to do unregulated, unknown surveillance on people as they drive. That's what this is about. And there's
right.
No legal defense against it because it's
I didn't
all
even think of that.
Yeah, oh yeah, it's totally what
most
it is.
Most people probably won't think of that.
No, they want to be like, oh, that's nice. They're able. No, it's not. It's got nothing to do with safety. This is just an excuse to get them to look into your car at night.
Yeah,
you know, that's all it is. And they're like, oh no, it's for safety. Yeah, fuck you. It's for safety. Don't give me that. That's just a load of shit. Nalo Surath found Mindset, a new tool with a scary name. This is the Daily Hack. Yahoo introduced a new search tool, Mindset, which enables users to search out and sort the search results based on the bias of commercial or informational value. The beta version, available online as a tool, allows the users to view what they want, unlike existing search tools that give megapiles of unorganized information, not, you know, pointing
a finger. I tried this the other day.
Yeah, what'd you think of it?
It's not bad. It works okay, actually. It worked. Like, I put in Ram Radio and put it to commercial, and it went to, like, something that was commercial, like our sales page or whatever, the books
right.
and stuff.
Right.
Then informational, and it went to, like, lists of stuff. It worked pretty good.
So if I went to, like, Appleseed and went commercial, it'd take me to a place where I could buy the movie.
DVDs, yeah.
Right. Okay, well, that makes sense. It is significant that Yahoo has quietly come out with this innovations tool after the much-publicized personalized Google homepage was launched a couple of days back. Mindset is located on the Yahoo's Research Labs Yahoo Next site. And there's a link to that off of my LiveJournal page. Go there, check that out. Very, very cool stuff. The future is looking good, man. Don't worry so much. That's all I got for you today, but don't worry. I will be back tomorrow to make sure you get all the information you need to stay alive. Sim, have you got anything?
No, that's it.
That's all you got? That's all the this is a free broadcast brought to you by the generous donations of Forley, Alan, Drew, Y. Simmeru, Gray Ghost, Drake, Weblight, Philip, Perrin, Robert, Jesse, Andrew, Michael, and user Christopher, Noog, Derek, Joseph, Jesse, Eric, Desert Runner, Steve, Brandon, Jason, Matthew, Mainframe, Peter, Timor, Malcolm, Rosalie, Kevin, Keith, Rosalie, Keith, Matt, Evan, Austin, David, Jonathan, Adam, Richard, Charles, Philip, Jason, holy crap, there's a lot of people who love me. Jonathan, Brandon, Host Mojo, Matt, Charles, Matthew, Lars, Eric, Dark Nature, and Brandon. Thank you so much for your contributions. They really do go a long way, and we are winning this fight. Things are getting better all the time. New subscribers this month were Ed, Jennifer, Palmer, Art, Kevin, Michael, Dennis, Jesse, Matthew, and Jason. Thank you very much. And if you would like to keep this daily news broadcast on the air, please visit rantmedia.ca and click on the donate tab. Make sure you check out the upcoming events. No digital baptisms this week. But you can tune in tomorrow. And if you do want any
rant
digital
meet.
Baptism. Oh, yes, there's
next
a rant meet this weekend.
Next weekend. This weekend.
Stick with me. That's why the temporal
right.
shift things happen.
That's right.
this weekend.
Saturday. 3 p.m. Art Gallery.
You betcha. We're going to go down to the night market later that night,
betcha.
Which is a really good time.
Pray
so,
for no rain.
Bring cash if you're going to be going down there, because that's fun. And hopefully there will be no rain. I don't think there will be, but we'll
see. Get those F-17 fighters in there to break up the clouds.
Or we'll just get, you know, going to a night market in the rain is cool. Because, you know, you got that Blade Runner thing
going on.
We'll
only see, like, three stands then.
We'll have to see what they do. Hopefully, it'll stay open. But the one at Richmond was really cool, so we like that.
Oh, my God.
It was very, very hot. Very, very hot. If you like the music in the background, be sure to pick up the album, by Neuroactive called Fiber Optic Rhythm. That's the music currently playing in the background. And I'm going to leave you now with a way back track called Paranoia from Art of Noise. So, you know, just to keep that good cyberpunk feel going on there.
That's fun.
So until tomorrow, that's what server said. End of line.
Relax. What? You're quite safe here.
Am I dreaming?
No.
Where am I? In bed? What am I doing? Talking to myself.
Look, I must have a star on my door.
Or better still.
A door.
Swing doors, huh?
Okay, doors.
Swing.
On the window. 1, 2, 3, sleep.
Please let me sleep. Poetry. That'll work. Come, sweet slumber, and shroud me in thy purple cloak. Doesn't even rhyme. Is that Mike T's name?
Paranoid.
I can't stand T. Sleep.